33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. It was a story that seemed destined to avoid a happy ending, a chance accident that sent rescuers scrambling to extract innocent life from the darkness and bringing it back into the light.
Here she comes. There's clapping.
Live and direct from Midland, Texas, Jessica McClure is up. She's alive. What a fighter.
That is the voice of Dan Rather on CBS, not talking about the Thai soccer team rescued from a cave earlier this week, but about Jessica McClure, the 18-month-old girl who was stuck in a well for 58 hours in October of 1987. CNN carried most of the rescue effort live, an unusual decision at the time, but people watched. And there was an international sigh of relief when a crew of roughnecks and first responders finally brought baby Jessica, as she came to be known, up to the surface.
Hong Kong, both English and Chinese language stations are carrying reports on the girl. The South China Mainland China Morning Post, an English language newspaper, ran a story that covered almost a quarter of a page, we're told. The story has received display in newspapers in West Germany, the Netherlands, throughout Brazil. It's a story that has caught on.
Caught on in a way that's very similar to what we've read and watched and heard from Thailand over the past 2.5 weeks.
It's the moment the world has been waiting for.
All 12 children, along with their soccer coach, are safely out of the cave.
They are all out and they are all coming home.
Been pulled out a distance of 2.5 miles from where they have been trapped for more than 2 weeks.
And I think there'll be a sense of jubilation, not just here, but around the world.
That audio comes from ABC, CBS, Channel News Asia, CNN, and the BBC. Media attention is just one of the parallels between baby Jessica and the Thai soccer team. And in that way, they fall neatly in line with other stories of peril that attracted round-the-clock coverage. We saw the same thing with the trapped Chilean miners in 2010, remember? And even going all the way back to 1949.
At this moment in San Marino, California, rescue workers are still digging feverishly to reach a 3-year-old child trapped in the 14-inch casing of an abandoned well. The little girl's name is Kathy Fiscus. Yesterday afternoon, about 5, she'd been playing with her 9-year-old sister and a cousin in a vacant lot. Suddenly, Kathy took a misstep and plunged into the narrow opening of the dry well.
That rescue effort, unfortunately, did not succeed, despite responders working over 20 hours to get the girl out of the well. Most of the effort was broadcast over the airwaves of Los Angeles on both radio and television, and there are more examples. We could probably tick them off for the rest of the show. But the question we had is why? Why are people so captivated by stories like this, so fixated on a trapped girl in Midland or a soccer team in Thailand trapped in a cave, when clearly others in equally dire circumstances don't get nearly the same sort of attention?
When humans developed, all of our relationships were face-to-face. And so it's not as easy for us to relate to people at a distance and people that we don't have kind of direct exposure to.
That is Deborah Small, a professor of psychology and marketing at the University of Pennsylvania. There's a name for this phenomenon. It's called the identifiable victim effect. The idea here is that if you empathize with someone, you're more likely to care about their story, which is a lot easier to do if you can put a face to a name. It's an evolutionary wrinkle carved deep into our psyche, but there's actually more to it than just that. Charles Ponce de Leon is the author of the book, That's the Way It Is, A History of Television News in America.
If it was known they were dead, there would have been a lot less coverage, right? So I think the potential drama of their rescue or demise, that sort of hanging in the balance is what gives this story its legs and its appeal.
See, we humans want a good story. If there's some drama, some tension, we'll pay attention if you can give us a beginning, middle, and an end.
You can think of it as like a great book or a movie where you want to kind of see it to the end. And you can contrast that to situations like poverty or malnutrition and things that are just these chronic, there's no beginning and there's no obvious end.
And the ending is important in these stories. Not so much the actual outcome itself, but the fact that there will be conclusion.
There is a real psychological motivation to complete things. When there's like a very tangible, finite set of victims, in this case it was the boys in the cave, it does feel like you can check that box.
We're drawn to these stories because they scratch some of our psychological itches, the ability to empathize, the need for a story, the importance of an ending. Whether it's kids in a cave or a small girl in a well or some scenario we can't even conceive of, there will certainly be more stories like this, and it is just as certain that many of us will be captivated by them. We can't help it, after all.